Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba, Remix Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osmus from Home Street Bank. Let's get green here.
Yes, let's do. Get my mind off Batman and let's get green.
That's right.
We need the Green Lantern
to go along with this. We just need some nice energy efficiency.
And, yeah, there you go. Where's my solar? Where's my Tesla?
That's right. Okay. Let's get all that going. Well, no. We're really happy to have Laura Elfline with us in the studio today. And also
around.
Cameron Reith, who's calling in.
Say hello.
Hey. Hello, both of you guys.
Everybody on Facebook Live. Hello,
yeah.
hello.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
So Laura, you are the co-founder and the owner of Mighty Energy Solutions and Mighty House Contractors, right?
She's a mighty woman.
Okay, tell us about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I started Mighty House Construction about 9 years ago, co-founded with my husband, Doug. And we immediately started off with a focus on sustainable and green remodeling.
Okay. And why was that?
Because it's important.
Okay, so what year did you say this started?
2009.
2009.
Oh, okay.
Right in the middle of the recession.
Yeah.
Terrible timing.
Well, no, not terrible timing. Like, actually perfect timing. Because what was interesting at that time was City of Seattle was about to start trying to push a requirement for energy efficiency ratings on homes during the sale process. Mm-hmm. So I remember being part of those discussions and actually having to get up with the Association of Realtors to talk about it. Now, I fought against it only, not because I don't believe in energy efficiencies and green, because I've been a huge proponent of that since I've owned homes starting back in 1997. But a big part of it was, in the recession, at the point of sale, many people couldn't afford to do what were going to be required upgrades and updates, right? But so 2009, though, was, I think, when a lot more people kind of became more aware, right?
Yeah, I would definitely say between 2009 and 2012, there was a huge shift in common knowledge around green building and sustainable building. But I'd argue that sustainable building is way more than energy efficiency. It's
also about
keeping toxins out of your home.
Yeah.
So that's always important. And it's a little harder, definitely for the folks that come out and check out your house and value it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot harder to assess those things. They don't really have the metrics yet. And it's... we recently did a revalue on our home like 2 years ago, and what the guy had to say about our house, he was totally clueless about what we had done in the home.
Okay.
And but I think, you know, they're trying to change that, I think, in the
Well, the thing segment. I find in new construction is that most of the time the green built homes tend to sell for more money.
Yeah.
Because there's a consumer that now does see that value. Not every consumer does, but there is a segment of consumers that 100% are into that. And, you know, I'm part of that myself, because one of the reasons I got very interested in green home, because I use green cleaning products in my home. We don't use any chemicals. I'm chemically insensitive. I have massive allergy issues. And also I just feel like it's the right thing to do on the planet. Like, why use more than you need? Right? Like,
exactly.
And why be wasteful, and why kill the planet while
Absolutely.
You're at it.
And so, and we also on the phone, we have Cameron Reith. You're the owner of Green Home Solutions. So tell us a little bit about your business, Cameron.
Similar start time for us as well. Me and my brother started Green Home Solutions back 2008. And we are a building supply store focused on green building products, a little bit of everything. Interior and exterior finishes.
Now, what would constitute just so our listeners can kind of understand that, what constitutes a green building product?
Yeah, well, many categories. As Laura noted, stuff that is simply non-toxic can fall into that category. So use an example like flooring, where you can have a product that's made with no added urea formaldehyde or natural oil finishes, so getting away from some of the nasty finishes and adhesives that are used commonly in building products.
Because off-gassing is a major issue for health.
Absolutely. And not just flooring, obviously, so that goes into just about any interior finish. And then
well, carpets and paints and all of those fall into that as well.
Absolutely. Carpet is one of the bigger offenders, so we deal strictly in wool here as a natural carpet option. And can last twice as long as a synthetic carpet as well. So lots of benefits there. and other things as far as sustainable forestry, for example. So woods that come from a responsible, selectively harvested practice rather than clear cutting, or, you know, the Brazilian cherry that was a fad for quite a while. So,
Right. I've used longleaf pine in homes before, which, you know, is a sustainable type of a wood. So things like
that. Or you might find out it's not. I don't know. Cameron, is it? Let's see if you can stump the host.
It depends on where it comes from, right?
They told me that at another environmental home store.
Was it, was it a fibber? I don't know. We'll find out.
Like Cameron just said, it depends on where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
totally.
And what the tracking is on that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
There is a third-party FSC, which is probably the only really reliable third-party verification for sustainable forestry. But then you have local landowners, too, where you're actually getting woods from local private landowners. I mean, there's really nothing more green than that. So,
excellent, excellent.
Well, and then one more tier even further is when the companies that are producing these materials do so in a really non-toxic, healthy way for their employees as well, and they really focus on the
You mean not like that fluorine thing in China that everyone saw in 60 Minutes a while back?
Right.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
The unnamed company.
Horrible.
But, yeah, absolutely. Social standards are a huge part of what we do as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the whole thing, because as the quality of construction, and we've sealed up our homes more and more, that's why this is such an important topic, because our homes became toxic to us for a period of time, right? As everything became so insulated. And I talk to our clients about this all the time. Like I was pointing out, like just on a window the other day, about how it has like this little lever that you open up so you can get fresh air intake without having to open the full window. And he's like, well, why do I need that? And I said, because, you know, first of all, you don't want to have the energy efficiency loss of opening the window just to get fresh air. But then there's also like a house is a living, breathing entity, truly. It's expanding and contracting all the time with the weather and, you know, heat and cold and all that kind of stuff. And you need to have it have room to breathe.
Right.
And
right.
you need room to breathe, because and these things need to get out of here if there's anything that's built up. Because you don't know always when you're buying, unless you buy from a green built builder,
right,
you don't know exactly what you're getting.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a lot of codes that have tightened up homes and stuff. But there's a lot of builders that really don't understand what the implications are of that. And then they don't do the necessary ventilation or drying out of the home before finishing it. And it can cause a lot of problems. And, you know, the Northwest Eco Building Guild has a bunch of contractors and architects that know how to spec that and how to build that. And that's really what we're about in educating the community around that.
Okay, so that someone, if they want to start looking into that, they can go to ecobuilding.org, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
So
ecobuilding.org. But I want to also get into, so we're talking about this on kind of like an upper level discussion, but you have this event coming up. Like, let's dive into that.
Yes.
So tell us more about, so on, you know, for listeners, put it down on your schedules, April 28th and 29th. You've got the Northwest Green Home Tour. Tell us, like, what happens at that event? What can people expect if they attend?
So it's a free self-guided tour. So there's about 29 homes, I think. Well, 29 homes and businesses on the tour. And if you go to nwgreenhometour.org, you can pull up the sites based on whether they're open on Saturday or Sunday or both days.
Okay.
And some of them are sustainability sites, like Cameron's Green Home Solutions is a sustainability site where they're going to have extra focus on the materials and information available.
Okay.
They're also going to have a tiny home hub there. So there's going to be one or two homes on wheels. So you can kind of see that side of small footprint.
Oh, interesting.
And then we have a whole range of homes all over the area, mostly concentrated in Seattle, but we do have about 6 east side homes and even one over in Yakima that's going to be on the tour.
Yeah, I see one as far afield as Sela over there.
Very cool. Yeah, yeah. So you can scour.
I think some people don't know where Sela is.
It's kind of in the Yakima
area. Kind of
area.
By Yakima.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can go to the site and download our brochure and or just poke around at the different homes on the site and really pick and choose what you can see. I'd say that most people can see between, if they're really efficient with their time, they can see maybe 7 or 8 homes
okay
in a day. Most people see around 5. So you're going to really want to focus in on what the things are you want to see.
And I imagine at any of these homes, if you tour one, you're not going to copy that home exactly with your own, but maybe you get some ideas for this area or that area.
Yeah.
And so are these going to cover both, not only some of the building materials that you're using for a green home, but is it getting into solar and that sort of thing as well?
Absolutely. There's a lot of homes on the tour this year that have solar. And one of the things that we require our site hosts to do is to actually put up what we call silent talkers.
Okay.
Real estate's aware
yes.
of all those,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And so we have silent talkers all over the home.
Little
indicating
signs.
Don't worry,
Reba,
you are not one of those.
No, that's why it's on a little placard usually.
That's right.
You don't want me doing it.
But the signs really help people self-learn while they're on the tour, because there's
excellent.
Usually mm-hmm. one, there's at least one to two or three educated folks that are at each site mm-hmm. to give you some information as well. But if they're busy, you can still learn a lot
right.
at each home. And every home is custom and has a lot of different features.
Okay. It's almost like when you go into museums nowadays. Like, at some point, they'll probably end up having something that you guys can record that someone can just, like, get a channel on their phone and
yeah.
just, like, listen to it as they walk through, you know,
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of thing.
You want to be a sponsor for that?
Yeah. I guess I would need to find out how much that would cost.
Let's talk.
Hey, you know, it's, I put my money where my mouth is. I mean, every home I've owned, we've done things to always try and improve it. One from like a health standpoint and its energy efficiency. I mean, like, it's no joke. I've been doing it for a long time, and organic gardening and all of it. And I've nerded out on it for, I don't even know why I really got into it at first. I think it was just moving here from the Midwest, where I felt like there was a lot of waste. And I got here and I was like, I just want to preserve this. I just mm-hmm. like, I don't see any reason why not to.
Right.
And it seems irresponsible to do otherwise.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
absolutely.
But, I'm super excited about what you guys are doing, and I'm looking at the website, trying to figure out where I might want to go
yeah.
when
yeah.
I come. 'Cause I am actually in town right before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
I could go and hit this thing. Okay. So I also see that there's, I think we're going to run out of time before I can get to all of it, but I want to make sure when we get into the next segment, why don't you guys tell us when we get to there, what you're specifically going to be doing. And then also, you have a section on here on Get Involved. Are you guys still looking for volunteers?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll get to that too.
All right, stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba. I want to find out what the coolest green thing is in your stores.
Ooh, I like that.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.